Le'ili nishmas of klenimish kamen ben revili melech. Rosh Hashanah perk beis mishnah aleph. Im einen makir noiso, mishalchen acher imo lo'ido. If Basin doesn't recognize the edim that come from a certain city, so that city would send another set of edim. Not that the second set of edim saw the new moon, rather the second set of edim was there to verify the credibility of the first two edim. In the beginning, they would always be mekabel edus from everybody. In other words, the Yerushalmi explains what the Mishnah is doing now is explaining why they had to send a second set of edim if they didn't just recognize. Because l'maisa, the Rambam says that kol Yisrael has a cheskas ksherim. Until you know there's something wrong with a person, he's sort of, as far as edus is concerned, he's innocent until proven guilty. We assume that every Jew has a cheskas kashrus. So the Mishnah is saying in the beginning they were accepting edus from everybody. However, misha kilkulu haminin, when the baisusim, like the Mishnah is going to explain later, when they were bribing people to give edus on the chodesh, hiskinu shelo yu mekablin elamina makirim, they made a takana that they would only accept edus from people that they recognize. And we're going to see the reason that these baisusim were trying to bribe people to give edus falsely is because they always wanted it to be that Pesach would fall out on Shabbos, because of their crooked way of learning the pasuk of Mimachras HaShabbos by the Omer, by the Karban Omer, that they held that it's Shabbos Mamish. We know that Mimachras HaShabbos is Pesach, but they wanted to push it that it would work out that Pesach would fall out on Shabbos, even if it wouldn't, like the Gemara explains.